Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
10-year NFL safety, Super Bowl champ James Ahedebo joining the show as he does every Friday right here on In the Loop with Landry, Lopez, and Figgy. We're talking about Justin Reed calling out Antonio Brown. And from your perspective, you thought it was classless that the former Steelers receiver is calling out teammates. But I wanted to go inside the locker room of the Raiders now, because it's probably easy to hate Antonio Brown when he's not on your squad. But as a guy who's been in many NFL locker rooms, what if Antonio Brown was your teammate? How do you handle that?
You just watch him from a distance. I mean, of course you're going to develop relationships because you're around the guy so much. But at the end of the day, the Raiders and Gruden have to understand that they got Antonio Brown for his playmaking on Sunday. You're not getting Antonio Brown for him to be Tom Brady, you know, the rah-rah, face-your team leader, sign autographs and show up at team events and all of that. That's not where you're getting Antonio Brown. He's not going to do that. Have Derek Carr do that. He's going to show up on Sundays, and he's going to light it up and get open, talk trash, and make plays for your team. And as a teammate, that's what I expect from him. I'm not going to expect to be your best friend. Just show up on Sundays and do what we're paying you to do.
A lot of people don't realize that, you know, you got 53 guys in a locker room.
Yeah, nobody knew that, John.
That's not the part I was getting to. There's not very many really strong relationships like outside of the locker room between those guys.
No, I mean,
there's a few here and there.
I say from every team that I've been on, you're going to have two, maybe three
guys that are
going to be your boys for the rest of your life outside of football. I think for me, I probably have one or two guys from each team that I still talk to this day, every day, group text, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you feel about the group text?
It's awesome. I'm a fan of the group
text. I am too.
It allows guys, you stay connected. How often are you picking up the phone and calling one of your buddies from college
the group text
and saying, hey,
how's
your day going, bro?
And plus you can silence the alerts if it gets out of control and you can just catch up. I'm a fan of the group text. Landry likes group text. James Ahedebo talking about Justin Reed. You said the sky's the limit for him. We like Justin Reed not just because of what he brings on the field, but off the field. He's just such an uplifting guy. He's easy to root for, and he is the people's champ of the Houston Texans. And something happened to him yesterday that I think we can all relate to. This is courtesy of Justin Reed's Twitter. Quote, "Nothing like having your car unjustly towed by your homeowners association. Spending 8 hours combing through community bylaws, catching them red-handed, violating their own policies in the bylaws, taking it up against their attorney, and then forcing them to pay the fees and get my car back." This is a bright young man, that Justin Reed, James.
Hey, his brother did graduate from Stanford. So, I mean, you look at the DNA and his,
His bro went to LSU. He graduated from Stanford.
He graduated from Stanford. His brother went to LSU. But nonetheless, the pedigree of the entire family, you see, his brother also working with the Player Coalition and all the stuff they do as well. I love it. The fact that you go through that detail.
He's beating the man, too.
Yeah, man. You're going to pay my fees to get my car back.
He had to go through their manuals and stuff.
That's smart.
To get it all. One of the greatest feelings out there, and I've done it twice, but most recently about 5 years ago, is when you get a ticket that you do not deserve.
I did that.
And you go to court.
I did that.
And you have pictures, and you have I got a ticket for an illegal turn over there when they were doing construction in the Heights on the access road. And I told the officer, said, that was a turn lane. Nope, they were all straight. I said, and so I didn't argue. I just shut up. After I got the ticket, I went back, took pictures of the turn lane, took pictures of where I was, et cetera. I showed up at court. The cop saw me. He was there. Usually they don't even show up if they think they're wrong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He was there. He saw me, and he saw that I had an envelope with pictures and everything, and then he walked out. I felt like Perry Mason, man. I felt like,
were you fanning the pictures?
I was like, hey, and bro. Your honor. I had a southern accent all of a sudden. I clearly have the evidence.
I've taken a couple apartment complexes to the woodshed a couple times to where I got in contact with corporate and took them to the shed. I had to defend myself in court over a ticket in college that would have been like a $400 or $500 ticket. The cop tried to give me a ticket for throwing a party, and I threw the party, but it wasn't my house.
Oh, okay.
So technically I did throw the party, but it wasn't my house. Mm-hmm. He took me outside. I actually had to cross-examine this cop with like a cocky-ass attorney.
Isn't that the
best
feeling ever?
I won.
It's the best feeling ever.
I won. It was an easy W, man. I was walking out there like Tupac when Tupac got out of court.
Or that guy going into the fast food restaurant with the hat and the slide and that little skinny black dude. Have y'all seen that?
I think he's in a barbershop, right?
Is it a barbershop?
Fast food place? I'm not sure. Barbershop, fast food place, who knows?
Got the little sidestep working.
In the spirit of Justin Reed getting his car towed, 713-572-4610, what are the biggest money-making schemes? Because I went on a rant about towing. I think it was like our fifth show together. I went on a rant about towing and how the price is ridiculous. I don't know how the hell you can charge $300 for it. Car got towed a week later. So I'm gonna stay away from the towing. What are the biggest money-making schemes in America right now?
In America?
Anywhere.
Somebody, I'm stealing this because we posted that question on Sports Radio
16. She had a damn good answer. You're talking about Debbie Texan?
It was the best answer. Weddings.
Weddings. I hear you. One that I kind of notice, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong, is towards the end of every month, it seems like police are pulling people over.
Oh, quota. Yeah.
Quota. Meet that quota.
Okay, let me stop you real quick. Officers will tell you, and I know, before anybody even texts, we don't have a quota. That's against the law. BS. It's not a spoken quota.
They have a quota when I see six of you guys pulling people over, and it's the 28th. That's a quota.
It's not a spoken quota, but there is a quota.
190 says toll roads.
Yeah, but...
I feel like that's beneficial. I think that's a good service, honestly.
I'm going to disagree
with
that.
But some of the fees are... The fees, when you're charging $25 for getting on one toll, that's a little ridiculous. I had the lady out there at the HTA... This Jamoke tried to tell me that it cost $25 to get a picture of my license plate. What? I said, if that's the case, you're the dumbest company I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. I can do that for you right now. I could drop a GoPro and get my license plate. You're telling me it cost you $25 to get my license plate? Get the hell out of here with that.
Yeah, there's a bunch of we're getting a lot of texts already. Insurance, I think insurance is overpriced. The biggest one is just what you're paying for medications.
Yeah. That's by far.
What were you going to say, James?
Well, when I lived in New York, they have all these different bridges that, the Holland Tunnel to get into the city and get out of the city, and they would literally each year hike that thing up by $5. I think when I lived there it was like 10, and now it's like $25 just to get into New York. It's insane.
What's the biggest money making scheme, like a business opportunity? Because every NFL player, once you get a contract, and you could be a rookie fifth round pick making $300,000 or $200,000, and some relative or some old friend from high school is going to come to you and say, "Hey, James, I got this opportunity."
Well, I had this guy approach me. All right, listen to this. So I had this guy.
Did you know him? Vaguely?
Vaguely.
He was an acquaintance.
Mutual friend.
Okay.
It really came from, the whole playoff of Orange Theory, right? Orange Theory was blowing
and that
up.
Taking off.
And it's taken off. And he had his idea to compete with Orange Theory and have a Red Theory gym with infrared lighting and basically use some of the same exact technology as Orange Theory. And he was like, he flies me out to L.A., I believe he rented out this house. There's no way that this was actually his house.
Oh, one of those. That's a con job.
But he was like, "This is my house," and it had these nice cars in front. People invited all these people over to hype up the business and how they were in on it. And I was like, "Man, something's fishy about this."
You're darn right.
How'd you find out? You just didn't have a good feeling?
I just didn't have a good feeling. Anytime, I don't have a good gut feeling about this, and there's no track.
Were you the only player he invited?
I was the only player invited.
Oh, that was a con job.
Yeah, and so there's no...
That's an absolute con
job. There was no track history of...
like his business?
Of the success of the business. I was like, I appreciate the trip to L.A. I'm going home.
Dude, I always like to ask athletes these questions. That's one of the best stories I've ever heard, man.
It's insane.
Rented a giant house in L.A.
Rented.
Put some cars out there, probably some hot girls.
Well, no, it was like other. I mean, he called them his employees or other investors, and I'm like, give me a break.
There's someone that says concession stand prices at stadiums. I disagree. I think it's worth it. Maybe I just get in such a romantic feel around the stadium. But
that's supply and
demand. I enjoy that.
It's high.
That $8 draft beer tastes better than the normal beer to me. I just love it.
And some of that food that you get in the stadium, I mean, you can't find it anywhere else. It's a part
of better.
It's
there.
A part of the experience.
Yeah.
Figgy, you got some?
Yeah, I kind of got a personal one. Mm-hmm. I think the biggest scam is next door in the movie theater. It's an ice cream shop right next to the ticket booth.
Oh, gosh. Don't get me started on that.
Yeah, you could buy the ice cream right there, but you can't take it into the movie theater.
Oh, that is
so a scam. Me and my wife bought milkshakes. It was like, it came up to like
$10. Yeah.
So we got that, got our tickets, and the lady wouldn't let us in with the milkshake.
That's a scam.
So we had, yeah, that's a big scam.
That's a big scam.
Yeah, so we had to throw it out.
Did you see what I did the other day? When we had our Cougar watch party here at the station, I went to the movie theater. And I told the lady that was ripping tickets, I said, ma'am, I'm not seeing a movie. I'm just going right there and I want some movie popcorn. I'm just going to take the movie popcorn and I'm going to go across the street. She originally looked at me like I was a pedophile, but she let me do it. Got the popcorn, brought it back. Got my movie popcorn snack.
That's pretty strong. Movie popcorn.
I thought you were going to say you got your popcorn and walked into the movie.
No. I wasn't going to push it that far. That would have been pretty interesting. Had I done that. A lot of people, unnecessary valets. Sometimes it's complimentary, but unnecessary valets when my car is parked 10 feet from me?
Yeah.
Pretty unnecessary.
Valets are like, it's like one extreme or the other. Sometimes it's like, I have to go valet because it's a nine block walk anywhere else. I got to be at this event. And then sometimes like at a restaurant, your car's 5 feet away from you, and they go, that's valet. I can literally touch my car right now.
Hey, $20 to park your car right here, and the parking garage is right around the corner.
Let's go to Lamont. Lamont, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Hey, man, what's up? Y'all talking about scams, and it's funny that y'all was just talking about this, but I happen to think HOAs are the biggest scammers of them all. In my old neighborhood, when I moved over there, it started off $500 annually. Stayed there for about 14 years, and I think I left out of there paying probably about $1,200. Only thing that they have to maintain really is the we had two community pools, and we had a fence around the neighborhood. I hate HOAs, and I think one of you guys brought this up, but insurance companies. I ain't just talking about medical or life insurance or car insurance, but I just think it's just a big freaking scam. It's just a pool of money, and they make you jump through loops when you need it. Yeah. And that's all I have.
And then they raise your rates.
Hey, Lamar, I'm with you, my man.
Lamont.
Yeah. Sorry, brother. I'm with you right there, man. Hey, I'm calling out West Ranch. Our HOA is weak.
You ain't getting your trash taken. You know that, right?
It doesn't matter. I could go out there and mow the lawn myself for what they're charging everyone in our neighborhood. How about this? We had Christmas lights, right? And we spend all this money on our HOA.
Mm-hmm.
Our Christmas lights, I could have went and set them things up myself. They were so dinky. And charging
you're talking about at the community.
At the community, our Christmas light display. It was so,
like
so weak. They said, hey, we spent $20,000 on these Christmas lights. I was like, are you kidding me? The lights on my house are better than this. This is crazy.
James Ahedebo, always a pleasure. What's going on at the academy?
Man, well, I want to give a shout out to UMass Hockey.
How about that?
Frozen Four, playing for the championship.
I meant to bring that
Saturday.
Up. I'm glad you did.
There we go.
So, yeah, let's go get it, baby.
That's awesome. First by the step. Way.
And the Kitty Academy, of course, right?
I had a texter on my bat phone here who may or may not be a member of the Houston's Finest. He just sent a winky face and said, two a day keeps the sergeant away. Tickets, that is.
Yeah.
But no quota.
No quota.
But two a day keeps the sergeant away. I like that.
Of course, James, you got the Kitty Academy as well.
Yeah, definitely. You guys got to check us out, Kitty Academy, Lakes of Savannah. We're actually enrolling now for our summer camp. I mean, we have a rack of field trips for our kids. Each week they have 3 field trips.
Man.
Traveling all around the city. Got some great stuff for them. Check us out today. Kitty Academy, Lakes of Savannah, Rosharon, Texas.
You're the best, man.
Super Bowl champ, NFL vet, James Ahedebo. Always a pleasure, man. Thank you very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.